Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning what we should be doing as we think about the current pandemic and trying to keep our workers safe. So, as a manager, what should you be thinking about? Well, number one, this is like any other virus. The idea is to try to avoid contact if you can. So, how do you do that with your crew? One of the things that you probably need to do is encourage your crew to try to minimize the chances that they might come in contact with the environment when they're just out in the community and doing the normal things of life. Sometimes it's really not a matter of just trying to keep people off the farm that may be sick, but it's those that are starting to get sick that might be actually the most contagious and yet not really be feeling the effects. Some other things you might want to consider, even outside your staff, and those are visitors coming to the farm. Who do you really need to have close contact with when they visit? Again, it might be better to keep social distance. If you need to meet with them, meet outside rather than in an office, and making sure that we try to do all we can do to prevent the spread onto our farm or spread to others if it happens to be on our farm. Should you see an outbreak on your farm, it's really important that you try to isolate those that have tested positive and making sure that they're not coming onto the farm until symptoms are gone for the recommended period of time. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to continue their diligence in trying to keep COVID-19 off their operations.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.